Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. Don't want to miss a second of our time with Ken Blanchard. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And Ken is here. And we got some important things to talk about. He's got a brand new book called Trust Works. And it's brand spanking new. It's co-authored with Cynthia Olmsted and Martha Lawrence. TrustWorksBook.com. Is that right, Ken?
Yes.
All right. So, folks, check that out. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to get back into some of the book is built around what they call the ABCDs trust model. A is able, B is believable. We've already talked about that. Connected. What does connected have to do, Ken, with being trusted?
Well, that has to do is how do you feel about that person, you know? Because what's in our head comes out in feelings, you know, and you feel an emotional attachment. We're not talking about sexual or anything like that. We're just talking about, you know, do you like to hang out with that person? Would you like to spend some time with them? And we tend to trust people that we feel a connection to, and I think that's an important part, you know, so that if you're aloof and distant and all, that sometimes is a problem because people don't know who you are.
That's exactly right. People, and you said it a minute ago, you talked about people that say they will help you, or they say, you know, they act like they want to be part of your world, and then when you try to connect with them, they're nowhere to be found.
You know, an important part of connection, Jim, is are you willing also to share your vulnerability, you know? And I wrote a book with Colleen Barrett, who was president of Southwest. She has a wonderful saying. She said, people admire your skills, but they love your vulnerability, you know what I mean? So that a part of being connected is just to say, God, Jim, I'm just up to my ears, you know, this thing right now. I'm worried I'm going to let you down, you know, or, you know, I mean, you know, that I can share what's happening in my world, you know.
It is also being, it seems to be that connected is also being candid with people and letting people, when they talk to you, believe that they're not, that there's no games behind it, that when you tell them something, that's really what you mean.
That's right. You're not playing a game with them, that's for sure. So that's a very important element. And then the last one is interesting, which is dependability, which is really about kind of follow through. If you say you're going to do something, do you do it? It's different than believability, which is about your character. This is about your kind of follow through. And so it's interesting, Jim, and the beginning of the second half of the book, we have a little trust instrument that you can fill out yourself on the four characteristics. You know, you think about a particular role. Do I think I'm able to perform that role? Do you think I'm believable when I interact with people around that role? And, you know, can people connect with me? Am I dependable? And so I fill that out. And then at the end, the last thing in the book is an instrument that says, am I trustworthy? And you can give it to your spouse, you can give it to friends, you can give it to people at work and all. And my group that I work with filled it out, including Martha Lawrence, who's been an editor with me, and she really, I came up with the idea about the cat and the dog, but she really made the thing happen, you know. And I filled it out, and they felt that the one area, and I agreed, I sometimes fall down on, is dependability. Because I've never heard a lousy idea, Jim, and probably is I probably say yes too much, you know, and because I'd love to, you know, support people in their ideas, but now they decided when I my trips, if you want my card, you will get Marjorie Allen's card. She's my executive secretary. They won't let me take my card anymore on trips. They've thrown all my cards away, which is just wonderful, you know. They're all part of this thing, you know.
That's a high-class problem, Ken, isn't it? That's a high-class problem.
Yeah.
Ken, I've enjoyed our visit very much. The book is called The book is called Trust Works, co-authored with Cynthia Olmsted and Martha Lawrence, Four Keys to Building Lasting Relationships. The first half is a parable. The second half are some great ways to apply the lessons of the parable. And then you've got the exercise in the back of the book. Check it out. TrustWorksBook.com is the website. Ken, thanks again for being here. Will you come back another day?
All right, Jim, you take care of yourself. Hit them straight.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ken. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.